We're gonna take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound. Break it
down. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. Up first, on this week's show, I'll speak with the Indianapolis R&B artist Brandon Lott. We'll listen to music from his new EP, Aqua Dream.
I would say it's like R&B, like alternative R&B. I would put myself in the neo-soul box as well.
And on the second half of the broadcast, we'll listen to a live session and interview with La Marca Nueva, a young Indianapolis band that specializes in regional Mexican music styles, including sierreño and corridos tumbados.
It started just for fun, because we liked it. And then we started getting more gigs, and now we see it as a profession.
Brandon Lott will join me in a moment. But first, let's hear a track from his 2021 release, Reflections. This is Higher Vibration.
Feel your heart racing. Your own beat don't need no persuasion. Yeah. I tried to chase it. 1, 2, just keep the steps basic. And this ain't nothing new to you. Loving how you set the mood. Be the highest ones in the room. If you really wanna know the truth. I need a higher vibration. I need a higher vibration.
That was the Indianapolis R&B artist, Brandon Lott, with Higher Vibration. I recently spoke with Brandon at the WFYI studios. Let's join our conversation. Thank you for being here, Brandon. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Kyle. Thank you for having me.
Love the music you're making. I love classic and contemporary soul and R&B and funk music, and you bring all those worlds together in your sound. So
excited
to share your music. First of all, I'm just curious if you're from Indianapolis. I don't know very much about your personal background.
I'm originally from South Bend, Indiana, but I've been living here most of my life, like the last 13 years. I would say I'm technically from Indianapolis, between South Bend and Indy. I got a lot of family and people that I know in both cities. So,
were you going to school in South Bend, high school, or did you go to high school down here?
So I went to high school here in Indy. I actually went to Heron High School right down the street here. And yeah, I graduated in 2014.
As I mentioned, there are so many different sounds at play in your work. You know, the classic R&B and funk and soul. Yeah. There's some like Frank Ocean and more contemporary sounds. There's some folky and jazzy overtones to some of it.
I started off in the church. So like a lot of gospel music. In the church that I went to right before we moved here to Indy, the praise team and the choir, they would sing a lot of more like modern, like contemporary gospel. So like Molly Music and Ty Tribbett, and that kind of segued into like the neo soul a little bit for me. So like listening to Erykah Badu and all that dope stuff, like D'Angelo, like just all those greats. And my parents, my mother's favorite band when she was growing up was Parliament Funkadelic. So she always tells us a story about how when she was, she went to their show live at Notre Dame in a South Bend, and like she got to see the spaceship and everything. So like when her eyes light up and she talks about that, like that pulled me into like, who is Funkadelic? Like, you know, so started listening to them. As I moved here to Indy, I started to really get into a lot of different music. Everything from like folk music, Mumford & Sons, like the friends I had in high school were into a lot of different types of stuff. So like James Blake, and that really got me hip to like production and like really honing in on sound. And like, I've always loved music, but I think moving here to Indy just really like made me blossom.
you mentioned you went to Heron High School.
Yes,
which
that's
for
correct.
Folks that don't live in Indianapolis, it's sort of like an arts-focused school. It's a very diverse group of students there. Mm-hmm. I bet you were exposed to a whole bunch of music there that you never heard before.
You know, it's crazy. I always think about this, that I went to school with a lot of musicians that are really well-known around Indy now. So, like, I went to school with Kevin Crowder mm-hmm. of Hoops, and he's also like a solo artist. He does his own thing. And Matthias Young, who's a really great producer mm-hmm. out of Indy, Dezo X, Hype Alexander. These are all good friends of mine too that I still work with till this day.
I think you put out your first major project around 2014, an mm-hmm. album called Novella Nightmares.
Yeah.
Yeah, which is a very powerful work.
Wow.
Was that one of your first pieces? And tell us about that.
Yeah,
record.
Man. That's amazing. That's a crazy blast from the past. So Novella Nightmares was just me experimenting. It was around my junior to senior year of high school.
Wow.
And I always shout out my brother-in-law, David. He's an artist that goes by Davey Asaf, and he taught me a lot of what I knew back then about like mixing, and even until this day, just like recording technique and everything like that. It started that journey of being locked in a room for hours, just writing and recording ideas. And then it got to a point where I was like, man, I heard Channel Orange by Frank Ocean came out, I think 2014, 2013. But it was right in the nick of time where I was like, all right, I need to start writing my own stuff and see what I can come up with.
I was lonely one day out, you and you, you were feathered high and unusual. I pretended to fly, it was amusing you. You flew closer, it was through for you. I said, do you want to see the cage? I wasn't planning to let you out. You saw the view and you settled down. There's my house. Nope, there's my house. I told the valet to keep the keys. Why would you drive if you have wings?
It's incredible. You were a junior in high school, you said, when you put this together.
Yeah.
Because it does sound very professional. You were doing all the production and making the beats too as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're a kid in high school. It's an incredible work. What
Thank
did your
you.
Friends at high school think about this? Did you even share it with them?
I did. And it was funny because like back then everybody was gassing me up. They were like, dude, you're going to be a star, man. We got a celebrity here. And like, I've always just kept it humble. Like I've tried not to get too big headed because I know that at any moment, anything could change in life. You know, life is crazy that way, but, I'm just blessed to be able to have the opportunity and, you know, like the time and the headspace to be able to continually create. And that's all I've ever wanted to do since then. Like, I think I took that encouragement and just ran with it because I'm like, yeah, I can do this and I want to get better at it. So just been working ever since, you know.
The spotlight follows where you go. And every man here wants a chance. Watching for the moment, so maybe you and I can dance. Gloria, come dance with me. I want Gloria, so addicting.
There's another early project I wanted to ask you about, and I'm going to play a song from that project. You mentioned you went to Heron High School.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, across the street from Heron is the Harrison Center for the Arts.
Yeah.
And you were part of a project they did to kind of document the history of the surrounding neighborhoods in this area in music. And there's a song you did called Bellefontaine, a very beautiful song written about the street, I assume, Bellefontaine, which is just around the corner from our studio here. Tell me about this project and how you happened to write that song, Bellefontaine.
Dude, much respect to you, because, like, that's so cool that you're bringing up this stuff. Bellefontaine, I'll start with that track, because that's my favorite song on that project. It was a challenge that I was put up to by Joanna Taft, who runs the Harrison Center. She was like, we want you to be like in-house and record. They had just like installed this thing called the Sound Cave, and it's still there set up. It's basically a utility closet that's been converted into a studio. And so I spent 10 weeks, I think in like 2019, and I just sat in there. I went in there every day. Like I was just, you know, like clocking in for a 9 to 5. The goal was each week to come up with a song that was relevant to the culture of Indianapolis and to the surrounding neighborhoods. That was the result, was it was a lot of on the fly, just like thinking of things that mean something to me. And Bellefontaine, we had moved on to Bellefontaine Street, I think a year after I had graduated high school. It was rough over there. If you see it now,
it's gentrified.
It's
now.
Gentrified. Yeah, yeah, it's yeah. Not the same place anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what the song is about.
Mm-hmm. I was going to ask you if that the lyrics seem yeah. to comment on the changing dynamics of the neighborhood.
When yeah. I tell you that next door, like, it was a whole, like, drug operation next door. Like, it was so much going on, like, loud music playing. It was pretty much the hood, you know? Like, it's not like that anymore, though. So, and I was in the midst of watching it change. And there were aspects that I loved about it being rough. But then there were some aspects that, you know, like I said, like, not being able to sleep some hours of the night and it being unsafe to walk around. It was just kind of like that weird like conflict inside of like, man, this is kind of cool that they're starting to dress up this neighborhood, but at the same time is pushing people out that have been here for so long. And I had really wonderful neighbors. And yeah, it was just kind of, you know, pondering that change that was going on in the neighborhood. And
a lot of great music history in that neighborhood, too.
Definitely. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. Well, I want to share that song. Let's listen to it. This is Brandon Lott with Bellefontaine. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. We just heard Brandon Lott with Bellefontaine, and Brandon is my guest this week. And Brandon, you've alluded to this a few times. You are not just a singer and songwriter. You're also a producer, and you make beats. Is that still part of your practice? Are you still making the beats you're singing on, or is it a little bit of a hybrid situation now?
It's definitely hybrid.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like I have more access to producers now. I've made a lot of relationships over the years, and so it's just easier for me to get production from my friends and from my colleagues. But when I have the time, I love to sit down and still try to come up with something. I love producing still. It's just that it's a lot more time consuming, so my focus has been on writing.
Yeah. Before we jump into your new project, I wanted to play a track from your 2021 EP, Reflections.
Yeah.
I'm going to play the track Butterfly. There's a lot of great tracks on that project. Again, this is an evolution in your sound and style. Mm-hmm. It has kind of a vintage feel to it, the art and the music, but very modern too. Yeah. Tell me about that release and the song Butterfly.
For sure. So Reflections, that project, I wasn't even really expecting to put that project together. My manager came to me and was like, all right, we've been writing for a minute. He was helping me write a lot of the songs that went on to Reflections. Like, Also, shout out Miles Bell, my manager, as I'm mentioning him, because he really came in at a time where I was like trying to figure things out and I hadn't been writing consistently. And so Reflections was kind of like a way to jumpstart that. And we just started writing. And I love Butterfly on that. I'm glad you had mentioned that one. I love Roy Ayers. That's what the sample is.
Gotcha. Yeah. That's why it sounded so familiar.
Yeah. I love Roy Ayers, man. And I taught myself the bass line from Searching by Roy Ayers. And then I was just like, man, it would be cool to use this on a song. And so we were in a session. I picked up the bass and we started playing it. And so it's like an ode to Roy Ayers, but just taking that old school funk and bringing it into, you know, the modern age, 2023. So, yeah.
Yeah, we'll listen to that track now. Cool. This is Brandon Lott with Butterfly.
I don't want to waste your time. It just disappears in my mind. When you let your head down your spine. You see, my friend, I need someone who feels and needs the same as I am wondering. Yes, I'm wondering. Hey, say butterfly up in the sky. I need someone who's just as fly. I'm searching.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. We just heard Brandon Lott performing Butterfly off his 2021 release, Reflections. And Brandon is my guest this week. And I want to jump into your new project, Aqua Dream, an incredible EP. The first song I'm going to play is Aries, which again has this heavy kind of throwback funk feel. Mm-hmm. It's almost like Gap Band or Rick James or even, you know, those final Marvin Gaye records. Mm-hmm. It has that kind of feeling to it. Tell me about that track, and is that intentional? Are you trying to evoke that kind of late 70s, early 80s funk sound? Okay.
In short, yes. Yeah. 100,000%. That's where my heart lies when it comes to music. Like, I can listen to funk music all day long. You name a few of my favorite bands, Gap Band, and I like the OJs, and I can go on. And so I wanted to take that feeling. Earth, Wind, and Fire, that's a really big influence too. Just take that feeling, because I feel like it's not like reiterated enough. Like, people don't really honor the greats as much as they should. So that was just me wanting to do just that, you know, take that sound and say, hey, this is still hot, you know.
You mentioned you got a lot of these influences from your mom, who is a big P-Funk fan and George Clinton fan.
Yep.
She must love this music you're making. What does she think about it?
She does. Yeah. She's been loving it, and she's been really proud. She's always been one of my biggest supporters, though. Like I said, I have a really funny story. She, before I asked her to, like, officially buy me, like, my first recording setup, she helped me build my first recording setup, which was a shoebox. And I took an old broomstick and I took off the broom and I jammed it into the shoebox. We took a wired hanger and we like bent it into like a circle shape, and we made a pop filter. Wow. And we assembled it all together. And then I took a, like the microphone that you use, it's like a Logitech, basically like a headset mic.
Yeah, yeah.
It was so janky. I like broke it kind of so that like the mic would dangle off of the headset and it could be more just like singular standalone. And we taped it around the broomstick and it worked. I have a few recordings still from that. It was like so DIY, but I was like so dedicated to making it happen. And it was because of my mom. Mm-hmm. Like, she really put her spirit into helping me get going too. So.
Yeah, we'll dedicate this track to her.
Yeah, this is for you, mama.
Brandon Lott with Aries.
Loving should feel like sunshine, lighting up in your soul. Dance with me in the moonlight. You've got me feeling bold. Burning with my Aries. No one holds a flank. We can cruise out of space and I like it that way. See you walking, what you talking as you stepping on me.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. We just heard Aries by Brandon Lott. That track is on his new EP, Aqua Dream, and Brandon is my guest this week. Brandon, I mentioned to you, I think I first heard your music on a Clint Breeze project, I think We Good, right?
Yeah.
And you collaborate quite a bit with MCs and producers in the city. Mm. Tell me a little bit about like what lane you fit in here in the city, because your music is unique.
I would say it's like R&B, like alternative R&B.
Is there a scene for that here?
There isn't.
Yeah.
I would say there is not really a scene for R&B that's been like refined yet, at least. There are definitely a handful of R&B artists and soul artists. Because, I mean, I would put myself in the neo-soul box as well. But like I said, everyone's spaced out. And so kind of what I've been doing in like the last few months is really like connecting with those R&B artists. I'm searching for my tribe right now,
right.
Because I can be very flexible. I can do different genres, and I love hip hop. I love pop. Like, I can do tons of different genres, but I really love the soul R&B lane. And yeah, I guess that's where I would fit at.
The next track I'm going to play is a little more serious. And from what I understand, it was written about a traumatic experience you went through. The track is Asunder. How much of that, if any, do you want to share before we listen to the song? Or do you want to say anything about it, just generally?
I will say that, yeah, that song was literally written out of a lot of pain and suffering. And so it was kind of like seeing the light at the end of the tunnel. Writing that song and getting it out felt like gold. And yeah, I think that's all I'll say about that one.
Yeah, and folks can check out the video, which
absolutely
visually illustrates some of these emotions and things you're dealing with.
Definitely.
So, yeah, let's listen to the track. This is Brandon Lott with Asunder.
How do we go from one to Asunder? The confusion just makes you wonder. After all this time in the thunder, these illusions might take you under.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. We just heard Brandon Lott with Asunder. You can find that track on his new EP, Aqua Dream. Brandon, is there a good place for our listeners to go to kind of follow what you're doing, get links to all the music? I know you have a great Bandcamp page and you got some stuff on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
Is there one central place you send people to keep up with you?
Yeah. Just go to my Instagram page. It's at Brandon Lott, BrandonLott. I have my link tree in my bio, and that link tree has that takes you everywhere. So it takes you to my SoundCloud and my Spotify, which on my SoundCloud and Bandcamp pages, as you mentioned, I do have some different material that hasn't been put on the major platforms yet. So if you really want to do a deep dive on my material, definitely check out the link tree.
Yeah, if people like one of your songs, they're going to want to hear more and dig into that catalog.
Hope.
Yeah. What's next for you? Do you have any immediate plans coming up that you want to share?
Yeah, I do have another project that's on the way next year. And that's locked and loaded, ready to go. So I'm really excited because I feel prepared, and I feel like people are really going to enjoy what we're rolling out.
A full-length release? Or?
Yeah. So we're in the middle of this one right now for Aqua Dream, and it's been beautiful. It was not expecting the level of attention it's been getting, but that makes me even more excited for the next project because I feel like that we just went even harder. So this is kind of like a pregame before the main event. So yeah, I'm really excited.
The last song I'm going to play is Glass. Anything you want to say about this before I play it, or any final thoughts you want to share with our listeners?
Glass is just a hard track.
Yeah.
shout out to Dezo. He's one of my favorite producers and artists. He's got a feature on the track. So yeah, man, I don't have much to say about it.
Sure. Thank you so much for being here today, Brandon. I love what
you're
doing. I hope you continue making great music for a long time, and good luck with everything. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
Maybe this ain't what I wanted. Maybe it is. Maybe I'm just tired of floating, but I can't swim. Maybe it's taking up focus, keeping it real. Maybe it is. What it is.
Out of line, out of time, out of faculties. We had sense, past tense, but what happened to we? These glass ceilings, mixed feelings, where we happen to be. Call the coroner, another love casualty. Feel like...
That was Brandon Lott with Glass. Cultural Manifesto will return after this short break. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. La Marca Nueva are an Indianapolis band that specializes in performing sierreño and corridos tumbados, two regional Mexican music styles popularized by artists including Peso Pluma and Natanael Cano. The music is guitar-based, and La Marca Nueva features a pair of guitarists
along with a vocalist and double bassist. La Marca Nueva are a young band. Three of the group's four members are still in their teens. And though they've only been together for a little over a year, they've found an eager audience for their music in Indianapolis. The band plays often at clubs and parties around the city. La Marca Nueva recently stopped by WFYI to record a live session and interview. Let's listen.
Los que eran pobres ahora ya son millonarios. Los que andan presumiendo todo siempre estado. La envidia es muy culera, pero yo le sigo para adelante. Esos amigos que dicen que son amigos son los que no te quieren ver en tu destino. Prefieren verte muy abajo más que ellos, pa' que en la vida tú no tengas ningún peso.
Thank you guys for being here today and performing. It was excellent. How about starting over here? Let's just go through, introduce yourself, tell us what instrument you play.
All right, my name is Ivan. I play the guitar.
My name is Jorge. I play the guitar too.
My name is Cesar, or Cesar, is how you say it in Spanish, and I play the double bass, or is how you say it in Spanish, the tololoche.
My name is Adam. I'm the first singer.
You guys haven't been together that long, have you? I heard you were around for about a year. Is that correct?
Yeah, a little less than a year, like nine months. Yeah.
Around there.
Yeah,
around
9 months.
Tell me how the group came together.
Well, first we had a grupo together, like us three, but then I got in contact with him, and we started like a new grupo.
Yeah. What was your first group?
It was Formato 317.
Yep.
Why don't we go around again and tell us how long you've been playing music individually?
I've been playing guitar probably 4 years. 4 years.
Yep. Yeah. Amazing. You sounded great today. Right?
I've been playing for like 7 years. I just stopped for a minute and then I picked it back up.
Yeah.
I've been playing since COVID, me and my brother, you know, that's my brother.
Okay. Yeah. That's amazing.
And he started a little earlier than me, but I started getting on, you know, because I was left-handed. I'm a left-handed, so there's not that much instruments for left-handed, so yeah.
And how long have you been singing?
Singing? Well, I've been singing since I was a little kid.
Yeah.
I got a lot of family that does music, so.
Yeah, I was going to ask that. Are you from musical families? Does anyone in your family play music? Who wants to go? Do you tell me about your experience?
I got a lot of family in Chicago.
Yeah.
So they have a lot of music bands over there. So.
Anybody else?
Nope.
Well, yeah. I found out that recently one of my grandpas used to play like the accordion. They used to be in a little band in Mexico. So, yeah, I found that out not that long ago.
Yeah. But no one who's a professional musician in your immediate family?
Not really. They were just for fun, you know.
Yeah.
That's it, yeah.
You guys, on the other hand, are getting a lot of work in the professional realm, right? I know you play all over Indianapolis. You've actually played, I think, in Virginia and Kentucky, you told me, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
There's a lot of demand for your music right now. Tell me a little bit about where you're playing and some of the types of gigs you're playing.
Well, in Virginia, we played on stage on the Copa Mariachi. It's like a tournament, a soccer tournament. They got in contact with us, and they hired us to play there.
Where are you playing here locally in Indianapolis? What kind of, are you playing at clubs? Are you playing at parties, quinceañeras? What kind of events do you guys play at?
It's mostly like house parties.
Yeah.
But we played in a couple clubs like Blue Moon and all those. Mm. Yeah.
And do you mind each of you telling me your age? I mean, you guys are still pretty young, right?
Yeah.
Do you mind?
Yep. I'm 16.
Wow.
16. I turn 20 next month.
Okay.
I'm 19.
Yeah.
I'm 18. I turn 19 next month as well.
All right. I was asking you earlier, I mean, you're underage, you're under 21. Is it tough to get gigs in the clubs here in the city? Because,
Nah, I don't think that's ever been a problem.
No?
I don't think so.
No, it's just most of the time they get in contact with us. They call us for us to play there. So it's not really been a problem.
Yeah. They're not concerned about you guys being underage.
No.
Okay. How would you describe your music? A lot of the people who listen to our station don't follow like Mexican regional music. They might not know all the styles. How do you describe the style of music you play?
Well, we'll describe it like sierreño, but like corridos.
Yeah.
He started at sierreño, and then he went to corridos tumbados and corridos bélicos and all that stuff.
Yeah. You play some cover songs. Are you writing original music? Tell me about the repertoire of music you're playing.
Mostly just covers for the gigs, but we do got a couple songs that we got. Hopefully, we drop them soon.
Yeah, I want to ask you about that. You just recorded your debut single, correct?
Yes, sir.
And this is an original piece of music? Tell me about recording the single and tell me about the song you're putting out.
Well, it was really out of nowhere, huh?
Yep.
It was out of nowhere. I hit up one of my cousins from Chicago. I'm like, hey, can you record the song? So, yeah, we left Friday afternoon. We ain't come back to like 4 or 5 in the morning.
Yeah. The story, how we wrote it, we were just in a garage.
Yeah, we were just chilling.
Playing. And it just came out of nowhere.
Came out of nowhere.
What's the song about? Did you write the lyrics?
I wrote the lyrics, but my boy over there came out with a sick beat.
Yeah.
Song is really just about...
about people that were poor, then they made it in life and became rich, basically.
Like billionaires.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Or millionaires, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, congratulations on that. I can't wait to hear it. I'm curious about the future of this group. Is this something you guys are doing, like the term garage band? Do you know that term? playing for fun in the garage. Mm-hmm. Is this something you guys are just doing for fun? Or is this something, I mean, you're already making money at this and getting a lot of gigs. Is this something you're looking to pursue as a profession? Are you hoping this band breaks out?
We're taking this serious to the next level. Hopefully we make it big.
It started just for fun because we liked it. And then we started getting more gigs and more gigs, and now we see it as a profession.
Yeah. Some groups are breaking out of Indiana right now. I don't know if you guys know Los Aptos from Fort Wayne.
Yeah, they're blowing up, right?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the scene here. Are there other groups playing the kind of music that you're playing here in the city?
Well, there's a couple of grupos.
There's a couple of grupos, yeah.
Yeah, but they're not, like, that known. Mm. But there's a couple of good ones, like, ¿cómo se llaman esos?
Estilo Único. Yeah, shout out to them, my boys.
Shout out to Enrique y su banda también.
Yeah. Anything, any final thoughts you want to share? Any message to your fans that you want to send out?
Ooh, fans. I mean, if we got any.
I heard you have a lot. Yeah, that's
appreciate
what I heard.
It for supporting us.
Yep. I've heard you have a lot of fans. I heard that there's like a diehard following for your music here in the city. That's not true?
Well, we're pretty known. There's a lot of people that know us, but like we haven't encountered like a lot of fans. We encountered some fans in Chicago, downtown. Mm. That's about it, though.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
If our listeners want to hire you, if they want to find out about the single or see where you're playing, what's the best place for them to do that? I know you have a Facebook page, you have Instagram. Tell us where to go to find out more about the band.
Well, the best way to do it is just go to Instagram. Mm. It's like where we're more active on. It's... Well, the name is La Marca Nueva. We just post, like, our videos there. We post stories and all that, like our studio sessions and all that stuff. And there's a phone number that you can text or call if you want to hire us.
I know you guys said this was your first interview, so I appreciate you being here today and playing. I'm sure you're going to do many more interviews coming months and years. And I wish you great success and just really thank you all for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you for the invite. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. I've been speaking with the Indianapolis band La Marca Nueva. They recently stopped by WFYI for a special live performance. Let's hear some more music from our live session with La Marca Nueva.
Un vato que tiene varo, pero hablando de corazón, te compro todo. Me agarro pegadita de su mano, mi compañía se la creyó, que al pasar fui yo, su cuerpo, juro por Dios que era tan perfecto, su cinturita como un modelo, sus ojos.
That was La Marca Nueva performing live at WFYI. That session was recorded and engineered by Adam Gross. And that's all the time we have for this week. Thanks to my guests, Brandon Lott and La Marca Nueva. We'll end this week's show with music from Isaiah J. Thompson, winner of the 2023 American Pianists Association Awards in Indianapolis. Isaiah has a new album out, exploring the holiday-themed jazz music Vince Guaraldi composed for the classic Charlie Brown television specials of the 1960s. Isaiah will join me on Cultural Manifesto later this month to discuss the album. You can also see Isaiah performing live at the Jazz Kitchen on Saturday, December 2nd. From his new album, A Guaraldi Holiday, this is Isaiah J. Thompson with Great Pumpkin Waltz. Cultural Manifesto is hosted and produced by me, Kyle Long. Thank you for listening.